I just might say I just damn sure didn't like that or something like that.
Okay. What if you were just really put out with yourself, like if you'd taken an exam in graduate school and just couldn't think of the answer to the question, and you immediately thought about it after you turned in your exam?
I'm just say I'm bummed out of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, anything at all you might say?
No, I don't know. I just doggone sure didn't do well on that or something of that effect.
Okay. Besides damn or doggone, is there anything else you might say in terms of using strong language, or is damn about as strong as it gets?
Yeah, if I get that strong, that's not strong.
Okay. All right, this phrase, if something shocking is reported about you and you hear about it, you might say, why the very of him saying that?
The very idea.
Okay. Why would you greet somebody if you just met him on the street, somebody that you knew, you know, inquiring about his health?
I would say, have you heard from...
You're asking about the person himself, his own health.
Oh, how have you been?
Okay. Well, what would you say to a stranger, somebody you didn't know, if you were just walking along and, you know, just to say something?
I might say, it's a nice day here. It's a bad day here. It's a rainy day.
Okay. All right. Say if somebody's visited you and you want him to come back, you might say, well, I sure hope you...
I sure hope that you can come back and visit with us again.
Okay. How would you greet somebody around December 25th?
Well, Merry Christmas.
All right. And January the 1st?
Happy New Year.
All right. And if somebody has done you a favor, you might say, well, I sure am much to you.
Much obliged to you.
All right. Okay. All right, if you're not sure you'll have time to do something for somebody, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but
I'll try to find the time.
Okay, or I'll have time.
I think I'll have time.
Okay. You might need to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. And if you buy something, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he it up for you.
He wrapped it up.
And when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
If you have to sell something for less than what you paid for it, you say you sell it at
a loss.
Okay. Or if something's too expensive, you might say, I'd like to get that, but it just costs too much. But if you really want it, you might go to your banker to see if you could
borrow the money.
And he might say, well, I wish I could let you have it, but nowadays money's mighty
close.
Or
hard.
Or something again with an S, it's mighty as hen's teeth.
Scarce.
Okay. All right. On the first of the month, you say the bill is
due.
Okay. If you're a member of a club, you have to pay your
dues.
All right. Talking about swimming, when a person goes off the end of a board, you say he goes off the end of the board to in the water.
Dives into the water.
Okay. Water. He's going to dive into the water. All right. He ran down the board and he
dove.
Alright, he's done it a lot, he's all day long,
he's dived all day long.
Okay. If you dive in the water and you land flat on your stomach, you make a popping sound, you say you did a what?
A belly flop.
Okay. And if a boy is playing around in the yard, he might tuck his head between his legs and kick out his feet and go over like that, you'd say he did a what?
Somersault.
Okay. And when you get in the water, you begin to what?
Swim.
Okay, he dived in the water and he across the lake.
He swam across
the lake. He's been doing that all day. He has all day long.
He's been swimming all day long.
Okay, or he has all day
swam
long.
Swam all day long.
Okay. Around here, if you go into a store to pay off your bill, might the storekeeper ever give you something a little extra for doing that? Or might give you something a little extra with the purchase?
Might give you like a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you familiar with the word lanyap?